Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It is time for a recap of this week's markets on the Rural Radio Network. And to do that, we're going to visit with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. First of all, Tim, before we hit on the news items of the week, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did we end the trading week compared to a week ago?
You bet, Chad. September corn closed down 13.25 cents, and December corn closed down 12.25 cents. September soybeans were up 1.5 cents, while the November was up 6.75 cents. December Chicago wheat was down 7.25 cents, and December Kansas City wheat was down 10 cents, and December Minneapolis wheat was down 13.25 cents for the week.
All right, very good. Quite a few of those only moving single digits. Not a whole lot of news for the market to chew on this week, huh?
No, Chad, I think everybody is kind of watching to see what that hurricane does down south. Everybody's kind of waiting on that pro farmer tour, seeing the numbers come out of there. And like I said earlier, you know, just with the old crop that we have in the corn still sitting around on the farm and in elevators in storage, just not a lot of sense of urgency to do anything right at the moment.
Now, you mentioned the hurricane coming out of the Gulf. How could that affect grain markets in your mind?
You know, the whole thing with that is the barge traffic. If it messes up exports going out, barges can't get in or out and slows shipments down, that could create some concern in some traders' minds. So, you know, it could help our prices a little bit if that does happen and it disrupts it for, like I said, more than a couple of days. But we'll just have to see how that hurricane plays out and how severe it ends up down there and how it does affect traffic.
Yeah, I know it's still been dry in part of the Great Plains, Southern Great Plains down there. Maybe a little early to benefit the next wheat crop?
Yes. Yep, so far. They're quite a few weeks away yet, so we don't see anything affecting that yet.
Yep. All right. Well, you mentioned the export demand. Any indications on what sort of demand there is for U.S. supplies at this point, Tim?
You know, right now, not a whole lot. On the wheat side of things, you know, if we see some, the CFTC report comes out today, and if it can show some liquidation in HRW, you know, that could help something on the wheat side of things. On the soybeans and the corn, Chad, just there's not a lot of demand right now. Like I said, we're looking at, we could be at another record soybean harvest here if everything plays out the way we think it does. And on the corn side of things, with that 168-ish number, where they've got us at right now, I mean, things are looking good. So a lot of supply and little demand right at the moment.
All right. Of course, we always want to kind of look forward and get a plan in place. That's the biggest thing, is having a plan. You know, maybe the other discussion is basis. Has either current basis or harvest basis, has that changed much at all?
You know, not a whole lot. It has narrowed up a hair. I think some of these end users are starting to get empty. They've had their fill, and now they're starting to run out or needing a little more, so they're narrowing up a little bit just to see what they can get bought and see what's out there and try and spark some interest. Harvest basis has kind of held tight for the last few months. I think everybody's just kind of sitting on their hands to see where we end up on a yield and time frame wise when we get rolling here. So in my neck of the woods, we haven't seen, I don't think, harvest basis do much in the last couple of months, corn or beans in the nearby. It's starting to narrow up a penny or two here or there, depending on where you go.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. Appreciate the information this morning, and have a good weekend, Tim. Thank you.
You too, Chad.
We've been visiting with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can always call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.